Well, at the annual Extension Farm Field Day held at the West Florida Research and Education Center near Jay, Florida this past week, speakers cover both row and specialty crops, including peanuts. Dr. Bob Kimmerly, plant pathologist with the University of Georgia in Tifton, told growers white mold has been terrible in peanuts this year, along with soybeans and other crops as well, mostly due to the heat. And rotation, he said, is the key component against white mold.
In fact, that's the first foundation of managing white mold successfully in peanuts, is rotate away from peanuts and other crops that get white mold. What other crops get it? The primary ones our row crop growers down in Florida, Georgia, Alabama growing is peanuts and to some degree soybeans. So by rotating to corn, rotating to cotton, you're going to do a long to get away from that. 3 years out of peanuts, white mold is not going to be that much of a problem for you.
University of Florida peanut specialist Dr. Barry Tillman out of Marianna echoed that fact, telling growers the conditions have been just right for white mold across the peanut growing areas of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, and they have received a lot of calls about it.
Really, the first line of defense for white mold is crop rotation. That disease lives in the soil, so it's a field-specific disease. The second line of defense now is choosing the variety that would best resist it. And, of course, the third is fungicides.
But Dr. Tillman said when it comes to those varieties, they are not talking about immunity to the white mold.
The varieties that have better resistance are going to be better than ones that are more susceptible. So it's a relative scale, but there are types that are better. Georgia Green, for instance, would be more susceptible. Something like Florida 07 TIFGuard, Georgia 07W would be more resistant.
He said heading into harvest, pod blasting to make sure your maturities are where you think they are is a good thing to do, along with looking how any diseases like white mold are affecting your crop to adjust your digging decisions one way or another. But he did say timely digging is a very important aspect. If you'd like more information on white mold protection, just contact your county extension office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.